We're taking 5 minutes here with Emmanuel to ask you what makes and how do you make the perfect croissant?
To make the perfect croissant, I'm just going to give you a few pointers. The most important thing is the ingredients. So you really need to use good quality ingredients that work together really nicely. Make sure your dough is kneaded correctly. And again, time is the most important thing. In all bread making, pastry making, what have you, time is really important, because giving your dough time to rest in between the turns that you're doing it is incredibly important. And just paying attention to what it's doing, because what's going to happen from season to season when you're making them, and again, you might change the ingredients, and from ingredients to ingredients on the flour side, it's also going to change slightly. And definitely in the summer and the winter, it's completely different. Croissants is great to do in the winter and nightmare to do in summer. So just paying attention through the whole process, because it's the making of the dough, laminating the dough, folding the dough, leaving the dough to proof, and finally baking it off. So there's a lot involved in making it.
Manuel, I'm about to start making the croissant. What do you mean by laminating?
Laminating is what you're trying to do is incorporate butter into dough. So if we work in an office, it's exactly the same as if you're laminating a document. So you're encasing it in two pieces of plastic. What we're trying to do is encase the butter in two pieces of dough. And while you're folding it out, you're giving it layers, so you can get all those different layers. So like I explained to the students, that a croissant is just a very fancy kind of brioche. So if you got presented the recipe and you looked at it without method, what you'd probably do is just incorporate all the butter into it, and you'd get just a very kind of enriched, beautiful brioche kind of thing. But with the lamination, you're getting that nice, crispy kind of texture, exterior, and that probably a nice, luxurious kind of feel to it.
The last question I have for you is, we were looking at costs. Now, we were working out roughly how much it costs per croissant. I paid 90 pence per croissant yesterday morning in my local bakery, and they were absolutely delicious. But we were working out that to make them at home, if you have the time, is so much less money.
Yeah, I would think so. And again, the key thing in making it at home is, first of all, it's fun. You can do it with your whole family. You're probably saving on ingredients because you can make a lot of them, but the key thing is the time factor. And I think a lot of people don't realize that in the bakery environment, there is the time that's involved. That people look at the cost of the ingredients, but they don't take into consideration the time.
But as a home baker, and now I've come on your course, what it'll cost me how much per croissant roughly if I'm making them myself?
I think we work it out, say, between 20 and 30 p a croissant.
Not bad. It's definitely a delicious, delicious to make your own. Manuel, thank you very much for
My
chatting
pleasure.
With me.
My pleasure. Okay.